KDY, mobile.
KDY, KD2BNG, good evening.
Yep.
How's your day going? Just arriving home, but I'll sit in the driveway for a while and talk on the radio.
Now, I have my youngest, it's his birthday, and I am taking him out.
You got a celebration to go to.
Family tradition, and I have three boys, and when it's their birthday, we take it, pick the restaurant, and we stop at Walmart or Target or Cabela's and get a gift, and then we go get something to eat, and then we'll go back home and watch a movie or something.
Kids used to like Chuck E. Cheese. There's a little animated characters on stage. When they get older, I guess their tastes change.
In my time, it was the, what was it? There was like these dancing bears. It was almost like a Chuck E. Cheese, but it was not.
Well, that's the place I'm thinking of. Yeah. I gotta go back almost 40 years for that one. I'm not sure.
I came of it now. I want to say Bad News Bears. I know it's not it, but it was like bear themed Chuck E. Cheese, and that's where I used to go occasionally if my parents would take us kids. But that was always a blast.
Dancing bear themed restaurant like that, you know, family kids type restaurant, and then it became Chuck E. Cheese is what? I guess a giant rodent.
There was a dancing rodent, but yeah, Chuck E. Cheese is a rodent.
Had fun. Of course, by the time they're more than 8 or 10, you know, they become more sophisticated.
He's turning 11, so we're going to Olive Garden with his choice.
Unlimited breadsticks and unlimited pasta bowl. And build your own pasta, something like that. I haven't been to Olive Garden in a long time either.
I haven't been to Olive Garden in probably 5 years, maybe four. But yep, he's saw the commercial for the endless breadsticks, and that's what he wants.
Used to have also, though, a pasta bar. You know, 12 different kinds of pasta, 6 different sauces, various other toppings, and just keep going back there and build your own pasta dish.
Now that you say it, I remember it, but it wasn't a staple of place for us growing up, but like I said, I've been probably twice in my life. But nope, he saw the commercial, that's what we're going to venture out to try.
Pharrell, your best bet for unlimited mediocre food.
I agree. But I remember that in a grew up going. Well, I think there's one near Cherrydale. I'm not sure where you're at.
For at the moment, there's nothing around here. But yeah. Let's see. Olive Garden and Golden Corral. And there was another one that was an all-you-can-eat buffet. I'm trying to remember the name.
Okay, I know there was another steak place. Like I said, I know there was Western Sizzler. That's where we used to go. And then another one, almost like, I can't remember now.
Bryant's.
And maybe Quincy's, too, KK4LAZ.
Comment.
I had no other comment. Yeah, Ryan's was one. Was that big in this area or more up north? I think it was down here.
Up north.
Down here in 2012, thereabouts. But yeah, I for the past 8 or 10 years before that, I was in the New York City area.
Ah, that's cool. I came down from Connecticut.
Yeah, I got a Yeah, a buddy of mine is from Connecticut. New Milford. If that's anywhere near you. Yeah, he owned an automotive machine shop up there. Came down here, and he does the same sort of work. So, if you need an engine block honed out, that sort of thing, rebuilt engine, that, you know, that type of work.
Yep, next time. I actually have a Chrysler minivan. I think it's burning oil, so not sure what to do with it. If I want to try to get a rebuild or put a crate in or what I want to do or even keep it. But nope, I grew up in Wallingford, if you know where that's at.
I know, but I'll find a map later on and look it up.
Give me your call sign one more time. I want to write it down while I'm parked.
Delta 2, Bravo, November, Golf. Percent, name's Glenn. Golf Lima Echo November.
I actually have a good friend whose name is Glenn as well.
All right, well, enjoy your night out at Olive Garden. I'm in my driveway, so I guess I gotta go home and do something, but nice talking to you.
Enjoy your night, and don't work too hard. This is KI4, DTY, I'll be on the side, and thanks for talking to me, KD2BNG.
73s, we'll talk at you later. 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. net, every night, in case you weren't aware. And I haven't been joining it either because the radio on the desk needs a battery, but maybe we'll hear you there.
I did join. I try to join the net when I can. I've been busy lately, and by the time I realize what time it is, it's 11 o'clock at night, and I realize I passed it. But yeah, I'll definitely try to join on tonight. But no, it's great talking to you in 73s on your last.